神様は素晴らしい良い方ですから、私たちは心配せずに神様の元に来ることができます。
We truly have a good God, so that means that we can seek Him and we can go to where He is because of the cross of Jesus.
私たちはある意味で汚いままでも醜いままでも神様の前にそのまま行くことができます。
We can go just as we are. He is the one who will forgive us. He is the one who will make us clean, cleanse our heart from the sins that we have committed.
私たちの心を見てくださる神様を感謝します。
Our God looks at our heart.
私たちが神様に立ち返るのを喜んでくださる神様です。
And our God is the God who is so delighted to welcome His children home.
今日はペンテコステの日曜日と言われます。
Today is Pentecostal Sunday.
この日は教会が生まれた日でもあります。
Today is the day that actually was the first day, the start of the Church of Christ.
イエス様はよみがえられて、そして弟子たちに現れて言ったんですね。聖霊を受けなさいって。
Jesus rose from the dead after he'd been hung on the cross, and he Many, many people saw and spent time with the risen Christ. Then he ascended into heaven, and the disciples waited for the Holy Spirit. That was Jesus' command. He told his disciples, "Go to Jerusalem and wait until you've received the promise of the Holy Spirit." The disciples themselves needed the power of the Holy Spirit. If we don't have the Holy Spirit, then nothing can happen.
The Holy Spirit will receive until we receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
Jesus said to the disciples, "Don't depart from Jerusalem until you have received the Holy Spirit."
たまたま聖霊の力が必要じゃなくて、それなしにはあなたたちは生きていけないということをイエス様はご存知だったんです。
It wasn't that you just needed to be filled with the Holy Spirit one time, but rather again and again, because Jesus knew that the disciples couldn't live life.Fully as his disciples without the Holy Spirit. And no, they really, really needed the Holy Spirit. So the disciples gathered in Jerusalem and they prayed. They were of one heart, of one accord, and they prayed. And 50 days after Jesus rose from the dead, the Holy Spirit fell upon the disciples.
約束のように聖霊が下って彼らは変えられました。
And just as Jesus had promised, when the Holy Spirit fell upon them, they were changed.
逃げていた隠れていた弟子たちが立ち上がってイエス様の素晴らしさを
Before that, the disciples were afraid. They were running away. They were hiding. But after they received the Holy Spirit, they stood up. They were bold and they went and preached the kingdom of God. So that first day, they went out in the morning and Peter shared, and 3,000 people repented.And came to the Lord.
その時の様子を想像してみたらどうでしょうか、皆さん。
What do you think if you had been at that place at that time? What would you have been thinking?
何がその3000人の人たちを変えたんでしょうか。
What touched and changed not only the disciples but these 3,000 people.
弟子たちが語った言葉でした。
It was the words that Peter shared, the words that the disciples shared, and the Holy Spirit working through those words.
弟子たちがイエスが救い主と語った言葉でした。
They, the disciples declared that Jesus is the Messiah.
この言葉を新約聖書の使徒行伝から読みました。
I'd like to look at the passage in the book of Acts.
人々はこれを聞いて大いに心を打たれ、ペトロと他の人たちに、兄弟たち、私たちはどうしたらよいんですかと言った。するとペトロは彼らに言った。悔い改めなさい。めいめいイエスがキリストの名によって洗礼を受け、罪を許していただきなさい。そうすれば賜物として聖霊を受けます。この約束はあなた方にも、あなた方の子供にも、遠くにいるすべての罪を許してください。そうすれば賜物として聖霊を受けます。この約束はあなた方にも、あなた方の子供にも、遠くにいるすべての人にも、つまり私たちの神である主が招いてくださるものなら誰にでも与えられているのです。
Acts chapter 2 verses 37 to 39. If you read the English, I would love you to read with me. Now when they heard this,They were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself.
心が打たれたとここにありますね。
It says that their hearts were cut. They were cut to the heart.
弟子たちの言葉を聞いて心が打たれたと。
They listened to Peter's words and the disciples' words and they were cut to the heart.
それは上手な言葉とか何か滑らかな言葉じゃなく本当に心に突き刺さる心を
It wasn't because they were some eloquent words. It wasn't because they were such wise words, but rather it was because through the Holy Spirit that they were words that were filled with power that could touch these people's hearts.
そういう時に私たちは前と同じように入れないんですね。
So when the Holy Spirit touches our hearts, we cannot be.The same. We are absolutely changed.
そういう時に私たちは前に戻れないんですね。
We can't go back. Once we have experienced the Holy Spirit coming into our heart, we've come face to face with the Holy Spirit. We can never be the same.
Yes, 弟子たちがイエスが救い主という言葉で彼らが心を打たれた時に。
And through the disciples' preaching, when they were touched by the Holy Spirit,
弟子たちに彼らは言います。どうしたらいいんですか?
And when the people who heard the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, when they were heard those words and they were cut to the heart, they said, What should we do? They were desperate. What should we do?
何かしなくてはいけない思いが一人一人に与えられた。
They were so filled with this just unbearableknowledge they have to do something.
そして弟子たちはこのように言います。
And the apostles answered, the disciples answered it this way.
悔い改めなさい。
Turn, repent.
洗礼を受けなさい。
Be baptized.
罪の許しを受けてあなたたちは聖霊を受けますよ。
And receive forgiveness for your sins and receive the Holy Spirit.
それを聞いて3000人の人たちがその日それをしたというんです。
And that very day there were more than 3,000 people who did that. They repented, they were baptized, and sins were forgiven, and they received the Holy Spirit. Amen.
今までの生き方はもうやめて新しい生き方をしますと言ったんです。
And they declared through those experiences, through those choices, that they were no longer going to live the same way that they lived until that moment. Rather, they were going to live for God.
イエス様が救い主と信じて受け入れて、その日に洗礼を受けたのです。
They believed that Jesus Christ was the Savior of the world, that He was their personal Savior, that He had died for them. And from that day, they declared they would no longer live for themselves, but they would live for Jesus Christ.
罪が許されて聖霊を受けたんです。
Their sins were forgiven, and when they turned, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They received the Holy Spirit.
これは何日か経ってからとかいうのではないんですね。
And this isn't something that took a couple of days.
みんなの準備ができてからというのではないんです。
And it's not because they had done some great studying and they had been prepared.
でもこの日彼らの心が打たれて彼らはイエス様を信じたんです。
But this day they listened to the gospel.They believed the gospel and they were changed.
今これをしっかり今日受けるしかない。もう明日、明後日に入れない。今日なんだという彼らは決心があったんです。
And they decided right there, this isn't something that is, I'm going to put off until tomorrow, until another day. Right now, I'm going to repent, be baptized, and receive the Holy Spirit.
私たちはついついいろんなものを先送りにしてしまいます。私たちはそうやっていつも延期してしまいます。
Unfortunately, in the present day, we put many things in front of that. We don't follow these steps of receiving the Holy Spirit, being baptized.
この時に洗礼を受けるには、いろんな準備会とかがなくて、その日信じた人たちが受けたんです。
They didn't put off being baptized either. They were baptized that very day. They didn't go through a baptism course. The Holy Spirit was their course.
私たちは今日救い主を受けたら、今日私たちは洗礼式ができるんです。
If you have received Jesus Christ as Lord, you don't have to wait another minute. If you're not baptized, go down to the river and baptize.
私たちは今日信じたら、私たちの罪は許されるんです。
If we believe,Our sins are forgiven.
私たちは今日、昨日とは違う人間になるんです。
If we make that decision, if we repent, then our lives can no longer ever again be the same.
今日決心する人いませんか?
Today, is it your turn to make that decision? Is there anyone who has never made that decision to live for Jesus? Because you can do that right here and right now.
今日洗礼を受けようとしていませんか?
You can be baptized right now. If you've never been baptized, you can decide, just like these 3,000 people did. Today, I'm no longer going to live for myself. I'm going to live for Jesus, and I'm going to be baptized.
新しい生き方をしないともう自分はダメだ。
You can decide, I can't go on the way I've been living. Today, I decide to live for Christ.
今日新しくなりたいという人はいませんか?
If you are being shown by God, I need to be made new. God is right here for you to give you what you need.
神様は人間、私たちに心の上渇きを与えてくださいます。
God knows how our hearts are hungering and thirsting for Him.
私たちの心は神様でしか埋めることができません。
Only God.Only Jesus Christ can satisfy the longing of our hearts.
素晴らしい彼女やボーイフレンドがいても、その人は完全に私たちの心を埋めることはないんです。
Maybe we look to people. Maybe you want some boyfriend or girlfriend or some other person to fill the longing in your heart. Nobody else is going to be able to fill that longing.
私たちの心を満たしてくださるのは神様でしかいません。
Only God Himself can fill the longing in our hearts, the emptiness in our hearts.
ペンテコステの日に3000人の人たちが決心しました。
On the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people made that decision like that. I'm going to live for Christ.
これで話を終えてもいいんですけども。
I feel like in some ways I should just stop talking right now.
もう一箇所、旧約聖書から読みたいと思います。
I want to read one more passage with you guys from the Old Testament.
第一サムエルの16章からです。
From First Samuel.
ちょっと前の背景を話すと、
We talked a tiny bit before we read the verse about the context, the background of this verse.
神様がソウルという若者を王様として立てます。
God had called a young man named Saul to be the king of Israel.
素晴らしい王だったんですけど、だんだん神様の言うことをしないようになります。
He was a wonderful king, but slowly.One step at a time, he walked away from God and he started to do things his own way.
戦いに行って殺すべきものを殺さなかったりしたんですね。
So, he didn't any longer follow God's commands.
そして預言者のサメルがサオル王に、なんであなたはこういうものを残してしまうのかと。
And at the same time that Saul was living, there was a prophet in Israel named Samuel, and he asked him, Why didn't you obey the command of the Lord?
彼はこのように弁明します。
And Saul defends himself with these words.
これは神様に捧げる生贄として取っていたんだって。
This is his sacrifice to God.
でもサムエルはこのように言います。
But Samuel looks at Saul and this is what he says.
神様が喜ぶのは生贄でなくて私たちが神様に従うことだという。
God is not a God who delights in sacrifice, but rather he delights in the obedience of his people.
私たちが神様の声を聞いてそれに従うことを一番喜んでいます。
God delights when we hear his voice and we hearken, we obey him.
ソウル王がそうだったのやってられないなと思ったサメルに神様はこのように語ります。
And Saul is kind of listens to Samuel's words, and this is what he says.
神様はベツレヘムに行きなさいと言うんです。
God to
Samuel.
Wait.
神様サムエルに。
God said to Samuel, "Go to Bethlehem."
ベツレヘムに。エッサイに会いなさい。
And I want you to meet a man named Esai.
エッサイの子供たちの中から王をにする子供を見つけるというんです。
And I'm going to. I'm sorry, but he went to Jesse. He went to Jesse and he said, "I'm going to have you choose one of Jesse's sons to be the new king of Israel. I'll show you which one."
そしてベテルヘムに行ったときに彼は、サムエルは長老たちにじゃあ今から、生贄のパーティーをしようと言うんですね。生贄サクリファイサムエル said it's coming. He the prophet Samuel said.
Samuel went to
サムエルは、預言者のサムエルはベテルヘムに行って生贄のパーティーをしようと言うんです。
The prophet Samuel went to Jerusalem and
Bethlehem.
Went to Bethlehem to do the next part. One sentence at a time if you can.
そして生贄のパーティーをする。
And he declared a party that the, of sacrifice.
そしてそれはジェッシー、エッサイの子が、を見る時でもあったわけ。
And it was at that time when he met all of the sons of Jesse.
でこのところを意味しますね。彼らがやってくるとサメルはエリアビに目を留め、彼こそ死の前に油を注がれるものだと思った。しかしサメルに言われた、容姿や背の高さに目を向けるな。私は彼を退ける。人間見るようには見ない。人は目に映ることを見るが、主は心によって見る。エッサイはアミナダドを読み、サウルの前を通らせた。サメルは言った、この者も主はお選びにならない。エッサイの次にシャンマを通らせた。サメルは言った、この者も主はお選びにならない。エッサイはシンの息子にサメルの前を通らせたが、サメルは彼に言った、主はこれらの者を選びにならない。
1 Samuel 16 verse 6 to 10 If you could read English by all means please read with me. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointing is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel, and he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. And Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen me.
神様は預言者サムエルにジェッシー、エッサイのこの中から王を選びなさいと言いました。
Now, recall that God had declared to the prophet Samuel that he was to go to Jesse's house and he was to choose from among his sons the next king of Israel.
でも7人の子供たちが通っても神様はこの人ではないと言うんです。
But Jesse presented his sons to Samuel. He presented seven sons, and Samuel knew it wasn't any of these.
長男のエリアブはかっこよかったんですね。
And some of them, like the eldest son, he was really a good-looking, tall guy.
容姿が良くて背が高い。もう私と逆を見ればいいことです。
He was really like a handsome, tall, big guy. Maybe really different from me.
はい。そういうで、サムエルは思うんです。この人だろう。
And actually, Samuel looked at this good-looking son of Jesse's and he said, oh, this must be the guy.
でも神様は言うんです。この人ではない。
But God says, no, not this one.
人間は表面的なもので見るけれども、私はその人の心を、ハートを見ると言われるんです。
And God said to Samuel, man looks at the appearance, but God looks at the heart.
そして2人目、3人目、そして7人通ったんですけど、誰も神様の目にかなう人はいなかった。
And the second son passed by, and the third, all the way to seven sons, and God told Samuel very clearly, no, it's none of these.
そして、サムエルはエッサイにこう言うんですね。
And Samuel says to Jesse,
サムエルはエッサイに尋ねた。あなたの息子はこれだけですか？末の子が残っていますが、今は羊の番をしています。エッサイが答えると、サムエルは言った。人をやって彼を連れてこさせてください。その子がここに来ないうちに、食卓にはつきません。エッサイは人をやってその子を連れてこさせた。彼は血色が良く、目は美しく、姿も立派であった。主は言われた。立って彼に油を注ぎなさい。これがその人だ。サムエルは油の入った角を取り出し、兄弟たちの中で彼に油を注いだ。その日以来、主の霊が激しくダビデに下るようになった。
Verse 11. Let's read together. Then Samuel said to Jesse, are all your sons here? And he said, there remains yet the youngest, but behold, he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and get him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward.
これを覚えてほしいのは神様とサムエルとの関係です。
Please, let's really, observe carefully the relationship that Samuel had with God.
神様はサムエルに語って、サムエルはそれが聞けるんですね。
God spoke to Samuel, and Samuel heard God.
自分の目では、神様の声を聞いて、サムエルは判断することができるんです。
And Samuel listened to the word of God, and he could make decisions based on God's commandments.
サムエルは小さい時に神様に呼ばれて、その神様との会話ができるようにずっとしてたんです。
From a young age, Samuel heard the voice of God and he obeyed the voice of God.
私たちも神様の声が聞けるかもしれません。
And we too can hear the voice of God.
こっちだよ、あっちだよ、それじゃないよという神様の声が聞けるかもしれません。
We can hear the voice of God and God will tell us, come this way, come this way.
そうやって、そのようにサムエルは一歩一歩前に進んできたんです。
And Samuel lived his whole life like that. From the first moment that he had been called by God, he lived his life following the commands of God to him personally. Go this way or that.
そしてこの話を聞いてエサイが、うちにはもう少し一番年の下の息子がいますと言います。
And in this scene that we read, Jesse was asked, are these all your sons? And Jesse says, in maybe a light way, we don't really know. Oh yeah, well, there is one more. He's keeping the sheep. He's the youngest one.
そして一番若い子が来るんですね。
And Samuel tells him, bring the youngest here. And the youngest son, David, comes.
でもなんでこのダビデはですね、このパーティーに選ばれなかったんでしょうか、呼ばれなかったんでしょうか。
So I just want you to think about it for a minute. Why wasn't David invited from the beginning?
これ結構大切なパーティーですよね。
This is really an important gathering, isn't it?
お兄さん7人選ばれて自分だけ行けないってのどうでしょうかね。
How would you feel if everybody had been invited? All your brothers were invited, but you were the only one who was left out.
なぜかわかりません。
We don't know why.
でもですね。ダビデがいたら羊が全部みんな安心任せられるんですね。そんなダビデに羊を任せることができる。
But David was a son who Jesse could trust with caring for his sheep.
彼は羊を守ることが一人で羊を守ることができたの。
He was able to protect the sheep alone, all by himself.
このちょっとしたらまだ羊飼いで匂いがあるかもしれない。このでも小さなダビデを見てサムエルは神様からこの人だと聞く
んです。He came in from caring for the sheep, so maybe he was kind of stinky. But Samuel just looked right at him and he said, "This is he."
最初に招かれなかったダビデの心を見てどういうわけか。最初に。最初のパーティーに招かれなかったんですけども
David, the one who hadn't even been invited to the gathering, to the party
小さいものに神様はこの人だと言われる
But as soon as Samuel saw, he knew God was saying, this is he
どうでしょう皆さん自分の神様が自分たちの格好ではなくて心を見ていてくださることは嬉しいですか
How do you feel hearing thatThat God is not a God who looks at your appearance, but rather He is a God who looks at our hearts. How do you feel about that?
嬉しいですか?
Are you happy about that?
ね、高学歴で180センチ以上で年収1000万じゃなくてもいいんです。
So you don't have to be some good-looking guy or man, some big... Women don't want to be 180 centimeters. But... 180 centimeters.
ちっちゃくてもいいんです。
You can be small, you can be anything in your stature.
神様は汚くても小さくてもいいんです。心を見てくださるんです。
You can be unkempt, you can be dirty. God sees our heart.
壊れててもいいんです。
We can be broken.
でどうでしょう。でも神様は心を見てくださると言われたとき、皆さんは喜びますか
？But Let's think again. Are you really pleased that God sees your heart?
見られたくないよね。
Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you don't want him to see your heart.
見られたくても見られてるんです。事実。しょうがない。もう見られてる。
Even if you don't want him to see your heart, there's nothing we can do. He does. He sees our heart.
見られたくなくても見られてるんですよ。
He already. You...That thought you just thought, that's right.
変なことを思っても考えても見られてるんです。
You're thinking some weird stuff, God knows.
もう心配しなくてもいいんですだから。もう知ってらっしゃるんだから。
So,
言い訳しなくてもいいんです。
We can't hide anything from God, so we might as well not even think about it. We might as well not just stop trying.
ね、子供たちは結構ですね、 両親、お父さん、お母さんたちみんな皆さんのこと分かってるんですよ。言い訳してもしょうがない。
So, it's like the kids, you know, they might kind of try to deceive their parents, but the parents know.
分かってる。言い訳する必要ないんです。
We don't have to make any kind of excuses. God knows us.
だから私たちは安心して神様の前に来ることができるんです。
But God not only knows us, but He loves us through and through. He loves you through and through, just as you are. So we can go before God, just as we are.
なんかどっかでかっこいい服とかですね、何かいいことしてするとかそういうこと必要ないんです。
You don't have to dress up. You don't have to try to look good before God. You can go before God, just.As you are.
神様は私たちをこのままで受け止めてくださる。
God will receive us.
この日、
He will receive you. He will receive me just as we are.
この日、ダビデは、油を注がれましたね。
This day, Samuel anointed David to be king.
でもその後起こったのは神様の霊が激しくダビデの上に降った
と。But after this anointing, the Holy Spirit fell on David in a very powerful way.
その日以来、神様の霊が激しくダビデの上に降ったという。
And from that day onward, the Holy Spirit was upon David in a very powerful way.
その日のダビデはもう前のダビデはないんです。
And from that day onward.David was no longer the same. He was no longer the same David that he was before Samuel had anointed him.
でもその後のダビデの人生を見ても全てはバラ色でしたか？違います。
But if you know the story of David's life, you know that his life was not 100% glorifying God. Not at all.
また彼はずっと神様に従っていましたか？
Was he always obeying God? Was his life always either easy? Neither of those things are true.
でもこの日以来彼の人生は変えられました。
But what we can say for certain is that from this day onward, his life was changed.
ペンテコステの日に聖霊が下った時に弟子たちは前の弟子たちではなかったんです。
From the day of Pentecost.The disciples' lives were never again the same. They were changed for eternity.
聖霊が激しくだって彼らは本当にイエス様のことを明かす力を与えられた。
They received the Holy Spirit in a very powerful way. And because of that anointing of the Holy Spirit, they were able to be the witnesses to Jesus Christ. They were able to share the gospel in a very powerful way.
彼らはこれしたら殺され捕まっちゃうかもしれない、殺されちゃうかもしれない、そういう恐れはもうなかったんです。
All their fear, oh, I'm going to be arrested, I'm going to be killed, I don't know what people are going to do to me. All that fear just disappeared.
もう関係ないんです
。It had no influence on them. They didn't care.
もしかしてね、この前ちょっとイエス様を裏切っちゃって、イエス様から逃げちゃった、もう申し訳ない、申し訳ない、もう私はダメ、なんてない。もう大きな声でイエス様。
And at the same time, they didn't condemn themselves. They weren't thinking, oh, I'm no good. Jesus, the time when Jesus left, needed me the most, I just ran away from him. I denied him three times. I'm just so bad. I'm no good. They just, all that just blew away. They just declared the gospel. Yes,
あなたたちは聖霊の力を受けなさいと言われました。
Jesus said to his disciples, "Receive the power of the Holy Spirit."
私たちクリスチャンは聖霊の力なしに生きていくことはできないんです。
And we as Christians cannot live without the power of the Holy Spirit.
私たちの毎日の生活に聖霊の力は必要なんです。
We all need the power of the Holy Spirit.
私たちは本当に聖霊の力なし、もう次の瞬間、次の日がないんです。
We can't live for God without the Holy Spirit. We can't live the next moment even.
聖霊を受けることを私たちは もっと上乾く必要があります。
And we need to desire more and more of the Holy Spirit. The disciples did that. If we keep reading Acts, it wasn't just a one-time thing. They desired more and more for the Holy Spirit to fall on them.
私たちこの聖霊の力なくしてですね、これからのクリスチャンの人生を歩んでいくことはできないんです。
Because like them, we too cannot continue to live without the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
クリスチャンになって人生が楽になりましたか?
Since you've become a Christian, has your life changed? Has your life gotten easier?
楽にはなりませんね。
Maybe it's not just like a piece of cake type of easy. Oh, it's so easy.
クリスチャンになっても私たちの人生にはさまざまな困難が押し寄せてきます。
Because we've become Christians, it doesn't mean that we're no longer going to face problems and trouble.
この世に私たちはクリスチャンと生きていくために本当に聖霊の力が必要なんです。
And because ofThe fallen world that we live in, we need the power of the Holy Spirit to live.
聖霊の力なしに私たちは力なくイエス様を救い主ということはできないんです。
And we can't declare that Jesus is Lord. We can't declare that Jesus is the Christ. He's the Savior without this power and filling of the Holy Spirit.
2000年前ペンテカストの日に弟子たちはみんなで熱心に祈っていました。聖霊様下ってください。
2000 years ago, on the day of Pentecost, the disciples unified their hearts together and they sought the Holy Spirit to fall. They didn't care about anything else. They didn't care about health. They didn't care about money. They didn't care about anything. They sought the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit alone.
聖霊を受けたときに彼の生き方は全く変えられたんです。
When they received the Holy Spirit, their life was never going to be the same.
パウロは言います。自分がかつて求めていたものは全てゴミのようだと。
Paul declared, until I knew Christ, everything that I had gained is like garbage.
神様は主イエスキリストを知る恵みほど素晴らしいものはないというんです。
There's nothing better than the grace of Jesus Christ.
イエス様以上のものはないとパウロは宣言します。
There's nothing better than Jesus. Amen.
今日皆さんともに聖霊を求めたいと思います。
It's my desire. It's my request to all of you.To stop being distracted by everything else around us and to seek the Holy Spirit with one accord, like the disciples did, with all of you, with every single one of you.
今日聖霊様を求めて聖霊様を受けましょう。
Let today be the day that we seek more of the Holy Spirit.
悔い改めましょう。
Let today be the day that if you are still living for yourself, if you're still facing the direction of your selfishness, that you could repent and you would face God and declare, Jesus, I'm going to live for you from this day.
あなたを救い主と認めます。
Let's receive Christ as our Savior.
あなたの名によって洗礼を受けます。
Let's be baptized. If you have never been baptized, let's go down to the river and be baptized.
今日、イエス様は癒してくださいます。
Jesus is your healer and he is your healer this very day.
今日、私たちを解放してくださいます。
Jesus is our healer and Jesus is the one who will set you free.Today, Jesus cuts our chains and he sets us free. Let's turn back to God. Amen. Let us, every single one of us, let no one be left and let's turn back to God. Let every single person here.Seek more of the Holy Spirit.
2000年前のように今日みんなで求めましょう。期待しましょう。
Let's face and seek as the disciples did With one accord, let's seek the Holy Spirit to fall.
では祈って賛美していきましょう。今日期待して求めましょう。
Let's seek the Holy Spirit and let's join our hearts together as we seek.